With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Glenwood Springs officials are applauding the Bureau of Land Management's decision to postpone approving a hydrology study by mining company Rocky Mountain Resources. The company is looking to expand its limestone mining operations just north of the town. Mayor Jonathan Gota says the hydrology study could decimate the town's resources for the popular hot springs. He says while he supports the Bureau of Land Management's decision, he has his eye on the future.
This isn't a win, as in this proposal's defeated and it goes away forever. You know, that's winning the war.
The Bureau will decide in early 2020 if the hydrology study will go forth after conducting an environmental assessment. Magician Doc Eason started performing for audiences in Aspen and Snowmass in the 70s. Kristen Kay reports he discusses the connections between his career and the area's history tonight.
Eason performed for 27 years in the tower on Snowmass Mall, a renowned magic bar during those years. He remembers that time and the audiences full of enthusiastic locals and visitors fondly.
The late 70s, early 80s was a pretty special, if I may use the term, magical time in Snowmass.
Tonight at the Collective in Snowmass, he'll discuss the history behind his show, which he still performs now at age 72. The event kicks off this year's History on Tap series from the Aspen Historical Society. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Colorado residents will decide next year whether to block non-citizens from voting in their local elections. It is already illegal for non-citizens to vote in statewide elections. But some residents want to change the state constitution to stop cities allowing non-citizens to vote in local races in the future. Supporters of the change turned in more than 200,000 signatures to get the issue on the ballot for November 2020. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.